The last two control points I've been tracking with the sextant, which gives me much finer control to track the landmark with. I've been using the same landmarks as before, but the sextant magnifies the landmark, and it's very easy to maintain the sextant on the landmark. Resolved and medium were the control modes. On the second control point, the crater, which I picked, which is in the middle of Gemini, is very easy to see. One side had collapsed, the side to the west, and you can see rocks and debris tumbling down. Many of the craters, as they go by, especially near the one on control point one, I could see where hard rock had stayed in place around the rim of the crater as the rest of the debris had folded over and wound down into the crater floor. I'm coming up on the crater. As a matter of fact, the crater is slating right now. We're going directly over it. And just beyond that one is the crater Carr. The newer craters that surround the older ones have sharper ridges, and they're more roundly formed, like cones, funnels, and along the insides are a brighter material than the other craters. They also don't have the step functions that the bigger craters have. There's two bright craters just to the west of Slate that have this particular characteristic. In the vicinity of the crater Carr, it's very difficult to see the ground now. It's very bright, a uniform brightness, and the craters seem to dim out somewhat. You can still make some of the rills and hills and the smaller craters and the white material of the newly formed one, but it's a much more hazy appearance than craters on either side. That must be near the subsolar plane. Okay. You can stop on that, you know.